back.
Okay. Hello, everybody. You are listening to WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us in the city, Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. This is the Odyssey Hours. Let's see, that was Adam and his package with Where Eagles Dare, Clipped Beaks with Blood, The American Revolution, the new Robert Schneider band from the Apples and Stereo with Powerhouse, Cloud Nothings with Can't Stay Away, and NoFX with Last Caress, and started off with Black Flag with You Let Me Down, and big history between Black Flag and Misfits. Henry Rollins is a good friend of Danzig, and then different members and stuff.
That's funny because Henry Rollins is a D-bag, and
yeah.
Danzig is a D-bag, and so you put them together. We were discussing why Henry Rollins is a D-bag. He plays a white supremacist.
Yeah.
On a TV show. Come on.
And you sort of have to, like, be sort of messed up to agree to play that role, I guess. You know? And he does it really well.
Which, that's why he's a D-bag.
It's believable that he's a white supremacist. So, not saying that he actually is, but he plays one on TV.
He probably isn't.
He
could
do
whatever.
Commercials.
I just don't like him, because the Henry Rollins band was no good.
Yeah. If Black Flag was still around today, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kind of.
Sort of. That'd be really weird.
Yeah.
They'd have like 20 songs, all of them like 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
And still be playing them.
That would be cool. I don't know. Maybe they'll have a reunion one day. He looks pretty old, though. I don't know if he's still a hard rock and roll dude.
Hard to say.
Yeah.
What's right. I like Baldwin. I always give him pronouncements on service announcements.
Well, he's a, you know, he's an active member of society, you know. He likes
yeah,
to
but
do
he's,
the PSAs.
It seems like half of our PSAs are by Alec Baldwin.
I know, I just like to play them a lot because he has a sexy voice.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the manatee one. And then what was that one about?
Vegetarianism.
Oh, really?
I think it's about eating vegetables. I ate some chicken today.
It's about cancer and how eating vegetables is good for cancer.
Oh, sweet.
So.
Yeah, I had none today.
Shoot. Yeah. So what are we playing?
Oh, this is Beirut. Really long. I'm not sure if it's called No Dice or No Dice.
No Dice.
No Dice. We're going to say No Dice.
Maybe.
We went to a Mexican restaurant tonight, and it was funny because Eric was sitting in El Reconcito del Amor.
Yeah.
The little lover's corner.
Yeah, no.
And Eric was like, I don't want to sit there.
Yeah, don't you? Lady sat us down. You know.
Oh, you know what the corner is.
Yeah, she was sexy though. She
yeah.
Sat
down. Totally. She was totally good looking.
Yeah. Anyway, her and Mimi are the girls I'm going after. Alright, I think we successfully made people
wish feel that
alienated.
Music was playing again.
It's awkward. So what's up next?
Yeah, so next is a song by Robert Crumb and his Cheap Suit Serenaders. You probably know Robert Crumb as the comic book artist. But did you know that he also has a 1920s style string band?
What does he do? What's his strip?
He does that one with the crow.
Oh.
That drinks beer.
Oh, I like that one.
What is that one called?
Drinky the Crow?
Sure.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah, he does a bunch of things, though.
Okay.
So, here's his band.
Cool.
From the 70s. So it's far out.
All right, well, give us a call, 804-649-9737, and we'll try to figure out how to put you on the air. There's a button that we need to push. We can't find it, but we will if you want to be on the air. See you guys.
to send her away, 'cause she almost knocked the supper off my TV tray. Bring a load of RC Cola, a TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and takes a pink burrito for to keep me clean. TV dinner is the meal that I'm loving. Take off the foil, 30 minutes in the oven. Bring a load of RC Cola, a TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and takes a pink burrito for to keep me clean. Don't like no carrots, can't stand no peas, but a pack of ding-dong bring me down to my knees. Bring a load of RC Cola, a TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and takes a pink burrito for to keep me clean.
I need a day. Husbands and kids are away.
Let's take a nap on the sofa. What kind of sound the orchestra
bubbles in my head. Bubbles in my head. Bubbles. Bubbles in my head.
On the drug train, mama, yes indeed.
Drug train
on the drug train, mama, trying to plant some seeds.
Drug train,
everything he knows, he learned in them streets. Had to do a little toe, do a little lime.
Drug train,
trying to find that homemade wine.
Drug train,
and all he knows it's just a matter of time. And on the drug train, mama, yes indeed.
Drug train
on the drug train, mama, trying to plant some seeds.
Drug train,
everything he knows, he learned in them streets. Annie Boy. Oh. He met this girl, she was kind of sweet.
Drug train,
turns out she worked for the little PD.
Drug train,
now he's locked up in old cell block C. On a drug train, mama, yes indeed.
Drug train,
on a drug train, mama, trying to plant some seeds.
Drug train,
everything he knows, he learned in them streets. Johnny Lawless!
come running. Oh, when the lesbos come to town. You're a lesbian, you're living in sin, they all get money. Don't even know you like, you'll kick back real wild. You're a lesbian, you're living in sin, you got more women. Don't even know you like, you'll kick back real wild.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
something's worth considering when it's silly not to think. Some downtime for reflecting, a break from the smoke and the drink. But when those times are over, yeah, they passed as they always do, and your attitude needs adjusting. Well, you know that mine does too. Let's get some killer weed. It's exactly what we need. Let's get some killer weed. It's exactly. Killed Elvis. Make your eyes bleed. Killer weeds. Yeah.
Delaterre here, Flora Delaterre, plant detective. Drawn by the mystery of medicinal plants and their alarming disappearance, I decided to investigate. I'm in Jerusalem, on the hill where some claim Christ was crucified. Hebrew scholars say the vinegar and gall he was supposedly offered on the cross was actually opium. Criminals commonly received a measure of opium before crucifixion. Throughout history, the opium poppy has symbolized release from pain. Medicinally, opium and its derivatives, opiates, are used in many ways. Paregoric treats diarrhea. Codeine suppresses cough. Papaverine soothes spasm. Apomorphine helps you throw up. But opium's most famous for killing pain, especially the subcompound morphine. Still today, every hospital and Army infantry aid kit contains morphine. The government stockpiles it for emergencies. During the American Civil War, morphine angelically aided wounded soldiers and devilishly addicted many. More on opium next time on The Plant Detective. The Plant Detective is a project of Montana Public Radio, Bastyr University, and GenuineScooters.com, a planet-friendly ride. Consult with a health professional before taking medicine or herbal remedies.
I'm always getting loaded by the evil side of town. That's where I'm hanging out, cause I'm always fucking down. Doing what I'm doing, and I'm always fucking hard. I'm doing dope and smoking, smoking, now I'm stealing cars. Well, my blood is like a poison, dominating you. Gonna make you see outside, you never fucking knew. Doing what I'm doing, and I'm always fucking hard. I'm doing dope and smoking, smoking, now I'm stealing cars. And I'm blunt, fight, fuck, blunt. Fight, fuck! Blunt! Fight, fuck! Blunt! Fight, fuck! Blunt, fight, fuck! Blunt, fight, fuck! Blunt, fight, fuck! Blunt, fight, fuck!
smoker, now still a course. My blood is like a poison, dominating you. Spitting in your face, like you never fucking knew. Do a time and I am always really fucking mad. And don't you ever think about putting me in rehab. A punch, fight, fuck. Punch, fight, fuck. Punch, fight, fuck. Punch, fight, fuck.
Okay.
That did it for that set. 29 minutes, no commercial breaks. What a station.
It's informative, too.
Yeah, and you just learned about the magical plant detector of opium. What they don't tell you is that the reason that it's gone is because it's illegal. So that's why you have to be a detective. I don't even understand the series of, like, so many of these, like, tobacco. Tobacco, it's still around. Kudzu. Kudzu's friggin' everywhere. Why do you gotta be a detective to find kudzu?
Yeah. Still a nice little series.
But I got... We got 29 more of them to listen to, so, don't you worry. You'll hear them all by the next year. Yeah, so in that long set, that was PFF by Hank Williams III. If you're a Hank III fan, you might say... Well, that doesn't sound like the song that I know. That was not acoustic and slow. Well, that is because it was the live version, not the album version. I like them both. But the other one's like 9 minutes long, so it's only a special occasion sort of radio airplay song. For that was Eddie Spaghetti with Killer Weed, The Barnyard Ballers with Lesbians, J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters with Drug Train, Get Back Ginozy with Go Back to School, James Hand with Floor to Crawl, and man, that guy sounds just like old Hank. And then Robert Crumb and his Cheap Suit Serenaders with Get a Load of This. So that was a pretty country set for you there.
Cool.
What you got up next?
This is a band called Necromantic Sunshine, which is very gothy, scary. This is a cover of...
The Sunshine of the Dead? Is that what that means?
Yes. It's a cover of London Dungeon. If you can hear it in there, the Misfits song.
I can hear it. I don't want to be in your London Dungeon.
Yes. Yeah, it's a totally different version of the song, but those goths, they have some fun with it. Yeah, what do I got up here? Some, I think a lot of covers in this next set.
It's dark in the studio, Eric.
Yes. Very scary up there.
Our candles are running out.
What will we do by these awful vampires?
We do not need light.
We have the necromantic sunshine.
Oh, sunshine of the underworld.
Let's see. Up next is going to be Mika Michael with their cover of Attitude. Give us a call at 804-649-9737 here at the Odyssey Hours.
Oh, what'd you get that off of?
Oh, it's off of their like 2006 or 2007 album, 666.
Oh, I didn't know they had any albums besides the one that they had in the station.
Yeah. Yeah, check it out. I got the whole thing, I think, so you can listen to it later.
Great.
That's going to be coming up next. We love you here at the Odyssey Hours. Thank you for listening to WIRLP 97.3 FM.
499737.
See you guys. right, that was the Misfits with Michael Graves behind the vocals there from 1997's American Psycho with This Island Earth. Before that was Ape and Androids with Hot Kathy, Rosemary's Babies with That's Alright, That's Okay. Rosemary's Babies is a another band out of Lodi, New Jersey, along with the Misfits. And then before that, Mika Maiko with Attitude. This is a new song by The Liars with called Scissors. There are new albums coming out soon in 2010 sometime. See you guys.
To the ground. I'm supposed to say
Sounds of the rest of you. Can I go out in Kill tonight?
Oh, don't even know why this is on my mind. I'm not even a Christian. And Hanukkah comes early this time, and we'll still be in school.
Here, Flora Delaterre, plant detective. Drawn by the mystery of medicinal plants and their alarming disappearance, I decided to investigate. I'm surrounded by red and black, opium poppies, the source of important medicines and illicit drugs. When these petals fall, you'll see a green capsule in the middle. Slit that and white latex oozes out, then turns sticky and brown. People gather it into bricks or softball-sized balls. There are chemical methods of extraction, too, for medicinal compounds. The main illicit drug from opium is heroin. Bayer invented it in the 1800s. Yep, the makers of aspirin. Heroin comes from heroic. Bayer touted it as a cough suppressant and substitute for addictive morphine, another opiate. Not. In the early 1900s, the percentage of heroin addicts in America was greater than today. Many countries grow opium poppies legally for medicine, like India and Australia. Afghanistan grows the most for illegal use. The Plant Detective is a project of Montana Public Radio, Bastyr University, and GenuineScooters.com, a planet-friendly ride. Consult with a health professional before taking medicine or herbal remedies. Folks, medicinal plants are everywhere, and you gotta treat them right, because someday they might be treated.
You got a chance to say stuff.
I learned so much.
Yeah, no. One more part.
Yeah, and this we'll saga. I'm not sure how they're detectives, so I don't get that part of it.
She's
from Montana.
Letting you know. Yeah, everybody's a detective in Montana. You are listening to WRS.